Perhaps you remember me. My name is Chris. I was here just moments ago telling you another story, which was vetoed, so we're going to start over. Today is Thanksgiving 2018. I am speaking with my niece. Who is my niece? We are recording. Do you want me to use your name, Ava? Okay. Jennifer? Okay, she says she'd rather be called Jennifer.
My name's Ava.
My name is Chris. I am old today. Today is Thanksgiving.
What are you doing? Okay, so you said who you are. Why did you agree to do this interview today?
Oh, well, I was told that there would be no food for me unless I completed this interview. So let's make this quick and get back to the table.
Do you have any regrets?
I do have some regrets. And if I told you them, it'd be tantamount to admitting them, in which case I would be liable for all the injuries that I've incurred since then. I regret the day I shouted movie in a crowded firehouse. I also regret my first pair of spandex pants.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like most to be remembered by those that didn't know me. Those that did know me may tell the truth. As it turns out, I have very few regrets. I do exactly the same, over and over again. There's no learning curve involved.
Okay, next question. Tell me some favorite...
You took that completely wrong. You see that?
Take two. Tell me some favorite work stories.
Favorite work stories. I'm still going.
Well, you have
I'm still going! Yeah. I work with wooden kids. Perhaps you've heard of me. My friends call me Geppetto. I am a teacher who teaches grades 6 through 12 in a nearby district which shall remain nameless.
You can go
up. I teach woodworking, and recently we've run out of safety glasses. So in an effort to preserve the children's eyesight, we've enforced a new rule, which is you can't use any power tools unless your eyelids are actually closed during the use of those tools to protect your corneas. This has become one of my greatest regrets.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Well, you ask if there's any lessons that my work life has taught me. I think that probably the greatest lesson I've ever been taught, and to this day hold dearest to my code of conduct, is never admit anything. Deny everything. No one can prove it.
Why did you become a teacher?
I became a teacher because I sincerely wanted to help the youth of our nation and still only work 180 days a year.
What advice would you give to new teachers?
I would advise them not to start in a parochial or a private school if you have any intentions of retiring before you're deceased, or in schools which are not in the state in which you're going to retire in. You know, a lot of people have asked me about the history of East Greenbush. When I came back here after serving in the First World War, I remember the high school. It was very different than it is today. Back then, very few people realize this, but East Greenbush High School was originally a great mall. Each one of those classrooms, which now inhabits books and children and teaching, was once a retail outlet. The gymnasium, being one of the larger rooms, was the Gap. The very first Gap store was actually in East Greenbush, while as the smaller stores, such as the English rooms and the social studies rooms, inhabited clothing and music and jewelry stores.
When you were little, were you good at making up stuff as you are today?
You've asked me when I was little if I was good at making up stuff, as you say I am today. I'm repeating this question because at this moment in time, we've gone 4 minutes and 45 seconds, and all I have to do is think of approximately 10 more seconds of interesting stuff, and the interview will be over.
Oh my God.
So the answer is... Yes.
Although this interview has not been very formal or maybe accurate, my uncle and I have had a great bonding lesson
experience,
and I am so glad I decided to do this. Are you?
I, too, am very glad that she's decided to do this. This should live in infamy.
Okay,